This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. When I want to know what's going on in the world of food, I listen to SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And the Halos are home tonight playing the Mariners and hoping to even up the series. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Before the break, we were up in the Southern Willamette Valley in Oregon talking with the winemaker, the longtime winemaker of Iris Vineyards, and also the very knowledgeable marketing consultant, Carl Giovanni. And it is a pleasure. Carl is in studio. Aaron is on the phone. It is a pleasure to welcome both of them back to the show. Gentlemen, thanks for hanging in there. Aaron, picking up the conversation, you have two labels at Iris. Just very briefly explain the two labels and what varietals we might expect to see in each. And then we want to talk about a special program that you've done for a few years now, this being your sparkling program, which really has my attention. Please go ahead.
All right. So, clear. Obviously, our primary label is the Iris Vineyards label. It is the one that is most widely distributed and the highest production at most of those 15,000 cases. We have a second label called Arete, and that is a reserve label, if you will. And we mostly, we've migrated that label to be kind of our sparkling label, where only in special vintages, we would make still wine under that label. So a reserve Pinot Noir or a reserve Chardonnay, for example. And the sparkling program, that started in 2015 and has always been under the Arete label up until, 2019. We made a sparkling wine under the Iris Vineyards label.
In terms of your sparkling program, Aaron, a lot of wineries that do sparkling wine, they basically send the grapes out because the process of doing a sparkling wine in the champagne style requires some special equipment. Tell us how Iris approaches this, because, again, it's something a little special for Oregon.
Yeah, it's interesting, the whole process. It is very involved and requires a lot of technical knowledge. It's probably, some people would say Chardonnay is the winemaker's wine, but I would say that it's sparkling because there is so many different things to do and details to pay attention to. Now, that is the main reason that most people send it out, because of the technical knowledge involved, in addition to the specialized equipment that you mentioned. For us, being in the southern part of the Willamette Valley, we are 2 hours drive by car from the area where most of the rest of the wineries in the valley are, and that is also where the custom sparkling wine facilities are. So to get our wine up there to be made into sparkling would require hiring a tanker truck and having it hauled up there, and then there's the transportation cost back. And of course, there's always risk in transport. So we chose to keep the entire process in-house. We have some older sparkling wine equipment that we purchased from another winery, and which has been interesting keeping going. I've always been passionate about sparkling, and I already knew a lot about making it. I had made it before, so it was natural to me to want to keep it in-house for that reason, and also I'm something of a control freak.
Again, Aaron, kudos to you. Let's talk about the two still wines that I recently tasted. Of course, if you're an Oregon winery and you're not really doing a good Pinot Noir, shame on you. So the 2020 Willamette Valley Pinot Noir that I sampled, it is a good Pinot Noir. But what really excited me was something unexpected, and that was your 2020 Willamette Valley Pinot Gris that has a suggested retail price of $15.99, which really got my attention, and it's a delicious wine. Tell us a little bit about that, Aaron, because I found out after I tasted it, it actually has won a major award. Congratulations.
Thank you. Iris Vineyards has been making Pinot Gris since the beginning. The first bottle vintage was 2002, I believe. I started at Iris Vineyards in 2008, and of course we've made a Willamette Valley Pinot Gris, every year, except 2010. We had a major frost that knocked out our Pinot Gris production that year, unfortunately. So the 2020 wine that you speak of is the Willamette Valley Pinot Gris. In 2020, it happened to be an estate wine because we ended up not buying any Pinot Gris from other vineyards in the valley. excuse me. So the process for making the wine in 2020 really was not any different than any other year, the big difference being that it was an estate wine. The award you speak of was received from the McMinnville Wine and Food Classic that happened not too long ago, and we were awarded Best in Show. And I'm actually going to let Carl speak to that because he has a really good handle. He's intimately involved in that competition, and he has a very good handle on how they do the judging and what it means to be best in show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been co-managing that competition with my partner Roland for 5 or 6 years now, and it's always Pinot Noir from Willamette Valley. It's always Chardonnay from Willamette Valley. I'd love to see a sparkling someday, but the humble Pinot Gris grape doesn't get enough love, and the judges were actually surprised and shocked that this was the best of the best of this this past year's competition. So kudos to you, Aaron. It's a beautiful acid-driven wine.
Thank you, Carl.
And thanks for explaining, Carl. Now, Aaron, before we went out of time, real exciting development, because getting to your tasting room before, even though visiting the Iris Vineyards property is definitely an experience that's worthy, but you definitely want to make the location a little more convenient for folks. Tell us about the new tasting room, which is really a wine bar and tasting room, and then we'll ask you about some of the work you've done, because you do some specialty cocktails that are wine-based that, if I understand my intel correctly, you actually created the recipes for these, and you're kind of keeping them pretty tight to the vest.
At least for now, yes.
So tell us a little bit about the setup in Springfield, because that name should be familiar to our listeners in terms of the city.
All right. Yeah. So we have opened our wine bar in Springfield, Oregon. Now, Springfield is directly east of Eugene. In fact, the two towns pretty much have become one. And what a lot of people don't know, a lot of people know Eugene, but have never heard of Springfield. And what people don't know about Springfield is it's the home of the Simpsons. The creator of The Simpsons grew up there, Matt Groening, and it is also home of Ken Kesey, who is a widely recognized author.
Indeed.
Yeah. So the wine bar is on Main Street. It's a part of town that's gotten a lot of attention in the last 10 to 15 years from politicians and from investors. The mayor and city council in Springfield started to make a concerted effort to bring the downtown back around to be more welcoming to visitors and as well as to locals. Back in that time frame, and it's a vibrant area now, and we are so happy to be a part of it.
So, Aaron, tell us a little bit more. In addition to being able to taste, of course, all the Iris Vineyard selections, what else is going on there? Because, again, you're making this as a destination for locals, too, in addition to visitors, and you want them to linger. So give us just briefly a little bit more before we need to say goodbye.
Yeah. So winemaking is so much, or wine drinking, excuse me, is so much about the experience. You know, when you go to a tasting room, you want to see the vineyard and maybe the winery, as well as tasting the wine, and to understand the place where that wine is coming from and the people who are making it. Typically, as you noted, a tasting room, you go in, you taste, you buy some wine, you leave. The wine bar, since we don't have it at the vineyard, we want people to really get some kind of experience at the bar instead of just coming in and tasting and buying and leaving. So we have a patio out back with some beautiful plants and tables to sit at. Inside, we have done the counters in cedar planks that are beautifully finished and a wonderful place to sit and taste your wine. The wine bar staff has been selected and trained to really give an excellent customer experience as well.
Sure. Aaron, unfortunately, we need to leave it there before we need to say goodbye one more time on the website. And of course, we encourage people when they are in the Springfield area to visit and enjoy experiencing the Iris Vineyards wines.
Yes, thank you. IrisVineyards.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Iris Vineyards, Southern Willamette Valley, new wine bar in Springfield on historic Main Street. Winemaker Aaron Lieberman and marketing consultant Carl Giovanni. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, we're hungry now. It is the Buttercup Diner in the East Bay. Two generations of the founding family. What a great story. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Seems the man has had a summertime.